USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first busload of illegal immigrants caught at the Texas border has arrived at the nation's capital. The busing strategy is part of Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott's response to the Biden administration's decision to end a public health rule, which has been used to expedite deportations. Abbott saying his state is overwhelmed with illegal immigrants. They were from Colombia, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, and were dropped off near Union Station. A second bus is currently en route to D.C. A key measure of inflation rose at the fastest clip since records have been kept. The producer price index increased 1.4% in March, more than the 1% bump analysts had forecast. It's up 11.2% over the past year. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The White House says it is no longer considering sending Mi-17 helicopters to Ukraine. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says the United States needs to send strong military aid to the Ukrainians and stop worrying that it could offend Russian President Putin.
They want to fight for their country, and right now they're pushing Putin back, but Putin is not giving up. He's moving his forces to the east. He's carrying out brutal attacks over there. We need to get more aid in.
The Storm Prediction Center says parts of Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Missouri, Kentucky, Illinois, and Indiana are under a moderate risk of severe weather on Wednesday. That's the second highest level forecasters use to determine the severity of possible bad weather. Forecasters are warning of the possibility of tornadoes and damaging winds and hail. This as a blizzard shut down Interstate 94 yesterday from Montana to North Dakota. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
One state is thinking about passing legislation that would change the way and amount people work in a day.
The California State Legislature is currently discussing a bill that would lower the official work week to 32 hours over 4 days. The requirements under the bill would only apply to employers with at least 500 workers. The bill also states that workers' pay cannot be lowered because of the reduced hours. It would, in effect, raise hourly wages by 25% while increasing the cost of an hour of overtime even more. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
To help customers who are struggling with rising gas costs, every Wednesday for the next several weeks, Krispy Kreme will be selling a dozen of donuts for that Monday's national average for a gallon of gas. Krispy Kreme CMO Dave Skeena tells Fox and Friends First that the company was inspired by the inflation-fueled spike of gas prices.
We do need to pause and share a moment of joy with others, share a little treat with others on occasion. I think it just makes the day better. You know, through all this, we got to help each other feel good about things, help each other through the day, and that's really what we're trying to do.
Former Vice President Mike Pence isn't saying if he'll run for the White House in 2024. Pence was asked about that Tuesday night while speaking to a sold-out crowd at the University of Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.